Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Yud Aleph. And we are five lines from the bottom of daf Yud on the days Ifra Hormiz. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzor of Ashivya. So we're moving along here in Perek HaShutfin, and we're still in the midst of a super digression discussing Divrei Halacha and Divrei Agada related to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Zok the Gemara, Ifra Hormiz, ima de Shvar Malka. Ifra Hormiz was the mother of Shvar Malka. Shadra arba mea dinri lekami de Ravami. She sent a very large donation to Ravami, 400 dinar, v'loi kablenu, but he refused to accept it. Okay, Shadrim kamei de Rava, so she sent it to Rava, the kablenu, and he did accept it, mishum shloim malchus, because of shloim malchus, meaning really Rava too would not have accepted it. However, he didn't want this to somehow impact the relations with the malchus, so as a result, he begrudgingly accepted this very, very large donation. The Gemara says, Shamar Rab Ami heard that Rav accepted this donation. Ikbid, he got very upset. Amar, he said, Lesley, does Rav not know, does he not have a hergish for the following pasuk? Yeshaya Novi said in Kapitel Chav Zayin, Bivoish Ketziro Tisha Varno, Noshim Ba'ois, and the context of the pasuk is that when the tree dries out and all the branches wither, so women come and they use the tree as fire. The point he was trying to make was that the Umay Sa'olam, if we don't give them schusim, then eventually they're going to dry out and noshem iroi sa'isa. And like this, you won't have to worry about them anymore. So why are you accepting their charity? By doing so, essentially what's happening is you're giving them the schus of tzedakah. So the Gemara says, true. It's a very valid argument, and it's understandable why Ravami was upset. But the Gemara says, "V'Rava Mishum Shloim Malchus." Like we just said, Rava accepted Mishum Shloim Malchus, and he felt that the asay of Shloim Malchus is daicha. This inyan of bivoish ktsira tishavarna nashim boys meiroi saisa. But the Gemara says, "Rabbi Nami Mishum Shloim Malchus." Rabbi understood the concept of Shloim Malchus. However, the iboyele lemiflegin ulani umay soilam. He felt that Rava, after accepting this donation, what he should have done with the money was not support yeshivas or not give it the Yiddish tzvekin. What he should have done with the money is he should have given it to the aniyei umay sa'olam. So what? If you give it to the aniyei umay sa'olam, it will mitigate the schus that the mother of Shvar Malka is going to get, so that although you're right, there's a Shloim Malchus, but it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Like this, they won't at the very least be supporting the Yidden. Says the Gemara, V'Rav Enami L'Aniye Umas Oilm Yavinu. That's in fact what Rav did. Aye, says the Gemara, if that's the case, Rav Ami Deik. But why did Rav Ami get upset? Who the way Samu Kameh? The reason is because they hadn't told him the end of the story. So Rav Ami knew part of the story. He didn't know the rest of the story. Rav Ami knew that Rav had accepted the money, and even though there was a Shloim Malchus Cheshbon, Abafart, you should distribute the money to the Aniye Umas Oilm. Why? You're giving it to Daniel Yisrael. That's what disappointed him. But the MS is, that is precisely what Rava did. And it's for that reason that Rava accepted what he accepted. There's a very interesting discussion that we've spoken about over the years, Balzen Emar, IMB related Rebites, that the Rishonim have right here on this Gemara. And that is, it's very, very clear that it's not poshut to accept a charitable contribution from Umay Sa'olam, because you don't want to give them schos. Now, if there's a Shloim Malchus Cheshbon, you accept it. But really, it's not something that's so poshut. And the question that the Rishonim discuss is, we know there's a whole parsha in the Torah, many sugis and kachim, that talk about how an Oyve Kechavim can bring a carbon. And the question is that if we won't accept a $180 check from Umay Sa'olam, why would we accept an oila and a shlomim? Meaning, if there's an inyan that we're trying to prevent them from using their money for good things so that they won't have all these gevaldige schosim, so why then, when it comes to karbonos, is it different? And there's a lot of lumdis, kochim big lumdis, to answer this question, in that although a guy has an ability to bring a carbon, but there's a very stark itzad that it's not his carbon. Meaning, he has the ability to make something hektish, and if he's maktish, an animal, it has dinei hakrava. Aber the carbon is loy alu lebailam m'shem chayva. I am zvachin daf bez. it's not nesiyaches to the Bala Korban on the level that he's going to get his chos. So if he writes a check for tzedakah, yeah, that charity is nesiyaches elof. If, however, he brings a korban, although he's the gram of the korban, obesinit zayin a korban, he's not considered a Bala Korban. Nafkamin is in the sugis of smicha, nafkamin is in the sugis of shaloi lishma, ein kan hamokim laharich, but it's a very interesting halachic, even lomdish, even kochim digger, briska lomdisha. So you talked away right here in the Divrei Agada in Bava Basra. Something more like the Tanya. So in the world of classic Gemaras that we've seen over the last couple of days, this is one that has a Hey Ayidiyah. Amru Olaval Binyamin HaTzadik. It said regarding Binyamin HaTzadik, Shoyim Emun Al Kupashot Tzedakah. He was in charge of the Kupashot Tzedakah, meaning it was a Gabbai Tzedakah. Pamachas, one time, Bas Isha Lufanu, B'Shnei Betzairis, a woman came to him. It was during a famine. Amru Loi, she said, Rebbe Parnaseni. Amru Loi, he said, Avoida, I swear. She'ein B'Kupashot Tzedakah Klum. There's no money. The funds are depleted. Zero balance. I would love to be mefarnes you, but there's nothing I can do. Amr loy. So she said, Rebbe, im ein atom mefarnesani, I want you to understand that if you're not going to be mefarnes me, hare isha v'shiva bonel mason, me and my seven sons are all going to die. Meaning, this is a question of pekuach nefesh. So you have to figure something out. Omad, so b'di yom ha-tzadik got up, ufirnes ha-mishaloi, he took his own money, and he gave it to her, meaning the Kupa Shalt stalker was taka empty. But knew what's he supposed to do? So he gave his own money. Liyamim, a short while later, Chalo. Binyamin HaTzadik was sick, v'notolamos, and he was literally a goysis. He was holding by leaving this world. Amru Malachi HaShoros l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a big tumult in Shamayim. And the Malachi HaShoros came to Hashem, and they said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ato Amarta, you said, Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achas Miyisrael, Kilu Kayim Olam Mole. Ubinyamin HaTzadik, Shehech Yo'ishna V'Shiva Baneh, Yomis B'Shonin Mu'atois Halalu. So how is it possible that Binyamin HaTzadik, who was Mechayim, not a Nefesh Achas, but Shmoyin HaNefashos, and he's going to die, B'Shonin Mu'atois Halalu, clearly he was a young man. Miyad, immediately, Karu Lo Gzardinoi. In Shemayim, they were Mekabel, this time in the Malachi HaShoris, they tore up the Gzardin, Tano, we learned in a Braisa, Hoisifu Lo Yesur Mishtayim, Shana Al Shnoisa. And he ended up living another 22 years. We're going to get back to this. Be'ezis Hashem in the Rei. Tano Rabbana. Maisa, there was a story, B'munbaz HaMelech, She'bizbez Oitzroisa, V'Oitzroisa Avoisa B'Shnei Betzair. So there was once a famine, people were starving, they were dying. And Munbaz HaMelech, he went and he depleted the Oitzros HaMelech to support all the people. Now, who was Munbaz HaMelech? Rashi says, he was the son of Hilni HaMalka, Mizera HaChashmoinon. There is another Yeshoinim in the Rishoinim, but this is what Rashi says. So he's one of the Chashmoinon kings, and he goes out of the goodness of his heart, very altruistic, and he supports all the people during the hunger. The Chibru Olav Echav ubeis aviv, but his family wasn't happy. The Amrulay and they told him, Avisecha gonzu v'hisifu al shal avoisam. Your father, your zedes, they had these oitzris, they had these accounts that went over Yerusha, and they used to invest it very wisely. And as a result, the value of it has gone up year over year. V'atam mevazvazam, and you're taking all this money and your mamish giving it away, you're being mevazviz, all this money, Amalemsi told him. Avoisai, it's true, gonzu. Oh, but they were gonzu lamata. They had oitzris lamata, v'ani gonasti lamailo. He says, you think I'm being mevazviz the money? By taking the money and being mefarnes aniyim, what I'm doing is I'm making the best investment possible. This is the safest investment. This is an investment that's going to yield returns, mamish, v'oilam v'ot, ani gonasti lamailo. Shenema, what's the makar? That if somebody gives stalker, really what he's doing is, he's not giving it away. He's taking the money, right? The visual is very powerful. You're taking the money, you're depositing it in a bank account. That bank account happens to be in Shemayim. It's a paradigm shift in terms of how you have to look at charity. You think of tzedakah, you're giving money away. You're not giving money away, you're depositing it. How do you make a deposit in Shemayim? By giving tzedakah. This is the way you do it. Ani gonasti. You think ani bizbasti? Fakert. I was going as a lamailo. Shenemar, and it's based on a pasuk. Emes me eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkof. You see, tzedakah, tzedek ends up in Shemayim. Avoisai, and he continued. He said, gonzu b'mokim shayat shalat esbar. He said, my zedes, they were going as the money, but they did it in a place, shayat shalat esbar, where it's possible for someone to come and to take it. V'ani gonasti b'mokim shayat shalat esbar. This investment is so safe that you want to know where the money is. It's in a place that no person can go. Shenemar, tzedek u'mishpat. Mechoin kisecha. Again, tzedek milosh and stalker. It's mamish beim kisei hakovin. Nobody has access to it. And he went right then. Voisei gonzu dovashen enoisa peiros. He said, my zedes, yeah, they were goiners, but it's enoisa peiros. Meaning it can make a little bit of a return maybe, but this is not a real return. Vanigonasti dovashoisa peiros. But my investment is going to yield a tremendous return. So it's not just that the money that I'm putting away is secure. You have an idea of what kind of return on investment I'm going to have from this money that I'm putting away. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Imru tzadik ki toiv, ki pri ma'aloleim yoichedu. And again, tzadik miloshin stoko, ki pri ma'aloleim. It's oisa peiros. And he went right, he said, I've always said, gonzu oitzus momen. He said, my zedes, when they put away the money, so what do they have? They have oitzus of momen. Va'anigo nasti oitzus nefashas. He says, but when I take my money and I give tzedakah and I'm a fairness people, you know what I have? I have not just the schus of money. I'm going to have the schus of nefashish. And I'm a pre tzaddik eitz chayim v'leikeach nefashos chacham. Again, tzaddik milosh and stalker. And when you give stalker, you have the peiros, but you're also a leikeach nefashos. And the reason is because if you put someone on his 2 feet, so really everything that he does, his whole life on some level is something that you have a shaychus to. And he went right there. He said, my zedes, yeah, they put money away. But who they put it away for? Their great, 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 great grandchildren. Vani, a little selfish. Gonasti la'atzmi. I put away the money for myself. Shenema, the pasuk says, ulechoti et stuff. It goes to you. And he said, finally, my zedes, yeah, they put away money. So the big gvirim in this world. He says, when you give tzedakah, you know when you take this money, you get this money in the next world. I think this is without question the greatest sales pitch for giving tzedakah of all time. It's short, it's concise. We're quoting one of the Chashmonaim kings, Munbaz Hamelech, Benoy Shel Hilni Amalka, laying out all the benefits that a person has when he gives tzedakah versus taking his money and investing it or using it for his own selfish purposes. Either way, on that note, we return to our regular program, which is Perek HaShutfin, it's Maseches Bava Basra. So, feels like a long time ago, but 3 days ago, we learned the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah talked about people that shear a kamin chotzer, where the halacha is that koifen oisoi livnois beis shar videles lachotzer. Additionally, we discussed the halacha where people live in a kamin city, okay, where the halacha is koifen oisoi livnois leir choymo udlasayim ubriach. The Mishnah said, how long does a person have to be living in a city that he should be treated, that he has to contribute to all these expenses? And the Mishnah said, 12 months. Stating that if you own property, you're not just living there, you're renting, you actually own something, then immediately, plitzling, instantaneously, you become a member, and all of a sudden, all these expenses get thrown upon you. Says the Gemara, that last line, Masis and the Laker of Shimon Gamliel, proves that our Mishnah is not like Rashbag. The tiny limited price. Rishim Gamliel. Rishim Gamliel said, "Mekana ba karka kolshu areyu kancheir." If a person buys property, even a kolshu, he's already kancheir. Meaning, the Mishnah said, "Mekana ba beis dira." You have to own an apartment. Rishim Gamliel says, "No, you don't even have to own an apartment. If you own a little bit of karka and a kolshu, literally a little bit, that's going to be enough." Right? The Gemara of Tanya, we learned to the price. Rishim Gamliel. Rishim Gamliel said, "Mekana shan karka haruuyu le beis dira areyu kancheir." Meaning, either way, the Mishnah is not Rishim Gamliel. But we have a contradiction in what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Rav Shimon Gamliel in the first brisa said that if you buy karka kolshu, so now you're already a member. In the second brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that only if you buy karka haruy lebeis dira are you a member. Says the Gemara, you have to say true, two different versions of Rav Shimon Gamliel. There's no way to reconcile them. You can't make shalom between them. Stating that Shimon Gamliel had two different Talmidim, two different Tanam, who had different versions of what it was that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ein chalkin as achatzer ad sheyehebo arba amis lozeh v'arba amis lozeh. So you have two people that own a chatzer b'shutfes. What's the visual? Reuven owns a house, Shimon owns a house. Both of their houses respectively open up into a common chatzar, and they just own the chatzar b'shutfes. It's not pshat, this is Reuven's part, this is Shimon's part. They both together, like most shutfin, own the whole thing. One of the shutfin goes over to the other shutfin, and he says, I want to divide the chatzar. I want this to be my chelik, your chelik. I don't want to shear it anymore. Says the Mishnah, he could force him to do so. Stating that, You have to make sure that each one of these shutvin are going to end up with four amas. So in chokin as a chatzer, meaning one shutiv can't force the other shutiv to divide a chatzer. Actually, hey, arba amis lozeh, the arba amis lozeh. But if each one is going to have arba amis, then you can't. Additionally, the boyas asada actually hey, but tisha kabin lozeh, but tisha kabin lozeh. One shutiv can't force another shutiv to divide a field unless each one of the shutvin is going to end up with enough land that you can plant 9 kabin of seed. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Achi hey, but tishas chatzoy kabin lozeh, but tishas chatzoy kabin lozeh." Not 9 kabin, but 9 half kabins. In other words, 4.5 kabin. Additionally, one shutiv can't force another shutiv to divide a garden. Achi hey, but chatzi kabin lozeh, but chatzi kabin lozeh. Where each one is going to be able to plant a half a kab. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't have to be a half a kab, but based raiva, it's enough if it's a quarter of a cow. Additionally, v'loyas atraklin, v'loyas amoyrin. So Rashi says, a traklin and a moirin are mini paltin. So there are types of either palaces or rooms. But the point is, you can't force someone to divide a traklin. You can't force someone to divide a moiron. V'loyas ashoivach, that's where the birds live. V'loyas atalis, you know what that is. V'loyas hamerchitz is a bathhouse. V'loyas beis habad is an olive press. V'loyas beis hashlochim, that's a field that relies on irrigation. Ad sheyehei bohen kedei lezeh v'kedei lezeh. Unless there's going to be enough, a chaticha roi l'schavit for each one of these partners. And really, this is the rule. The Mishnah is about to say, zeh haklal, kol sheyichalei. Anytime one shutif wants to force another shutif to divide something. Ushmai olav, even after the division, after the achloiku, each half of this whole is going to maintain its name, it's going to maintain its identity. Chalkin, then you can force him to divide. Vemlad, and if not, ain chalkin, you can't divorce him. Says the Mishnah, in Masai, bizman she'ein, shneim roitzim. Stating that, this is all true if they both don't want. Meaning, like we spoke out, we're one shutif is forcing the other shutif. Bizman she'ein roitzim, but let's say they both are agreeable to do this. Afilu pachas ben kan yachloiku, even if it's less than the aforementioned shiurim, it's going to be okay. Meaning, there's no iser. It's not like your masna, masha, kosa, batayra. If you want to divide it, you could divide it. You could do whatever you want. This is a privately negotiated transaction. The Mishnah is talking about where I have the right to force my shutif, and for that, we have the halacha. It says, the Mishnah, the Kisvei HaKodesh. This is the segue into the last line. As it relates to the Kisvei HaKodesh, Rashi says, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Afa, Pisha, Shneim, Roitzim. If you have two shutfin that own a Sefer Torah together, they own a Yeshayah scroll together, or whatever it is, Lo Yachloiku, even if they want to divide it, you can't do it. And the reason is because it's a bezoyin. So even though, what do you mean? I'll learn the first half of Yeshayah, you'll learn that in the second half of Yeshayah. It doesn't matter. It's a gnai to cut it, and it's for that reason this is not going to be okay. So what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? In chalkin as a chatzer, achi hei arba amis lozeh, the arba amis lozeh. Amr Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi said, in Rabbi Yochanan, arba amis sha'amru. This that the Mishnah said, in chalkin as a chatzer, unless each shutif is going to have four amis, that's only true. Chutz mishal psachim, after you account for the psachim. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that when you want to force your shutif to divide a chatzar, the first thing you have to make sure is that each member of the chatzar, so let's say there's two members, Reuven and Shimon, is going to have dalet amis of space in front of his bias. After that, if there's another 10 amis, so that there's arba amis lozeh, the arba amis lozeh, then you can force it. In other words, the Mishnah said, "Ein chalkin as a chatzar, achi arba amis lozeh, arba amis lozeh." It sounds like that if there's 8 amis of chatzar, you're good to go. That's what Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is not the case. But there has to be more than 8 amas. Okay, what's the cheshbon? You have to make sure that each Pesach, each door leading into each house is going to have dalet amas. After you take all those dalet amas, depending on how many psachim there are in this chatzar off the top, then if there's arba amas lezeh, arba amas lezeh, if there's more than that, arba amas lezeh, etc., so then you'll be able to divide the chatzar. Now, why do you have to have the arba amas in front of the Pesach of the chatzar? So the reason is because that's just part of the knisa sabayas. Meaning, the chatzar serves two purposes. Number one, it's the entranceway to the house. How do you get into your house? So you have to have a chatzar. You have to have a little bit of property in front of your house. You need a place to park your car, or back in the day, to park diesel, right? You have to have a little bit of place there to load and to unload. So that requires dalet amos. Additionally, you need your yard, you need your chatzar to do what people used to do in the chatzar. The whole hazagriya inyan. So being that the chatzar really serves two purposes, what Rav Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that you need place for the Pesach, Plus, you need place for the chatzer. Plus, it's negay the chatzer. It's arba amos lezeh, but arba amos lezeh. But benoisef to that, you also have to have place for the Pesach. Now, how much place do you have to have for the Pesach? That Rabbi Yechonah didn't say. He said arba amos sha'amru chutz mishal psachim. But that Rashi speaks that, and that's gonna be very, very clear from the Gemara we're about to learn. It's another four amos, but this four amos is a little bit different. The arba amos lezeh, the arba amos lezeh is 4x4. Each person has to have 4x4. The arba amos in front of the Pesach, so it's four amos of depth, but in terms of the length, it's, or the width, however you want to look at it, it's really going to be based on how wide your doorway is. Meaning, because really what it's there to serve is the doorway. So it goes along the width of the doorway. So if the doorway is 8 amos wide, so your dalet amos chelik that you're going to get is going to be 4x8. So as it relates to the etzem chatzer, it's always going to be 4x4. As it relates to the Pesach, it's going to be 4 amos deep. But in terms of the width, it's going to be kafi, whatever the Pesach is. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, this chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is really a mefurish surprise. Ein cholken as a chatzer ad sheheba. Shmoyna amis lazeh, v'shmoyna amis lazeh. Freak the Gemara. Come again? Shmoyna amis lazeh, v'shmoyna amis lazeh. V'anan t'na, we learned in our Mishnah, arba amis lazeh, v'arba amis lazeh. L'shmami no must be, k'd Rav Asi, shmami no must be, like Rav Asi said the name Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That it's only chutz mi psachim in the Mishnah. So the Bryce is talking with the psachim. And by the way, that's why it said how many amis? Shmoyna amis. Because we said that what's the shear of how much chatzah you get per Pesach? You get dalet amis. And our Mishnah is talking about without the psachim. It says in the Ikid Rami Luhum Mirim. Some had the aforementioned in a slightly different nosach. They had this as an answer to a steer. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, Cholkin as a chatzah, Achi, Eba, Arma, Amis, Lozeh, Arba, Amis, Lozeh. But Tanya, we learned in the Brice, and Shmoyna, Amis, Lozeh, Shmoyna, Amis, Lozeh. I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yochanan, Arba, Amis, Amru, Chutz, Mishael, Psachim. The bottom line is, whether Rav Asi just said the name Rav Yochanan, whether you want to go with the Tanya, Nami, Hachi, and figure out how you reconcile that with our Brice, if it was said to Gufa answer the steer at the end of the day, this is the halacha. The halacha is, although the Mishnah said in Cholkin as a chatzer, at Shinyehei arba amis lezeh, arba amis lezeh, it's chutz min ha-psachim. And by the way, as it relates to the psachim, how much space do you get? You get four amis for each Pesach. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, chatzer mischalekes lefi psachim. So we're talking about a man that died, and he leaves over Yerusha for his children. He wrote a tzavah, and he said how he wants to divide the estate. And he said that this son is going to get this house, and that son's going to get that house, and the other son's going to get the other house. When it comes time to dividing the chatzar, assuming this was not stated explicitly in the final will and testament, so the way we divide the chatzar is pro rata based on how many psachim each person has. So to keep it simple, if there's two brothers who each yarshin one house, one of the houses has two psachim, two doors, and the other one only has one, so the way you're going to divide the chatzar is the one that has two doors is going to get two-thirds of the chatzar, and the one that has one is going to get one-third of the chatzar. This is where Rav Huna said, Rav Chizda says no. Nois ten arba amis l'chol Pesach v'Pesach. What you do is you shave off the top four amis for each Pesach, so that the brother that has two doors is going to get eight amis for his two psachim. The one that has one door is going to get dalet amis. Abavashar, as it relates to the rest of the chatzar, chalkim b'shava, that you divide already equally. So there's no question there's some preference treatment depending on how many doors you have. The question is the whole chatzer could be acres big, going to be divided pro rata based on how many psachim you have? That's Shitas Rav Huna. Or maybe no, you get something, no question, because of your psachim, but it's minimal, it's dalet amis, and then after that you divide everything equally. Zokting Mar Tanya Kavase, the Rav Chizda, Araya, to Rav Chizda, which was the second pshat. Psachim Shebe Chatzer, Yeshlem Arba Amos. Every Pesach in a chatzer get is entitled to four amos. How you lose that Pesach Echad? Lose that Shnei Pesachim. It's like we're talking about brothers that are dividing Yerusha. Zeshi Yeshle Pesach Echad Noitel Arba Amos for his Pesach. Vizeshi Yeshle Shnei Pesachim, the one that has two Pesachim Noitel Shmoyna Amos for what? For his two Pesachim. VaHashar Cholkim B'Shav, and the rest you divide equally, which is verbatim, literally word for word, Shitas Rav Chizda. The Braisa continues and says, How you lose that Pesach Ruach of Shmoyna Amos? Let's say someone had a Pesach and the Pesach was eight amos wide. This is what we mentioned earlier. Noitel Shmoyna Amos Kenegad Pesach. He gets four, eight amos kenegad the Pesach, the arba amos bechatzer, and he gets four amos in the chatzer. Faith the Gemara, arba amos bechatzer, maya v'detayu. It sounds like if you have a very wide chatzer, so you get eight amos for that very white Nachatzah, that very white Pesach. And on top of that, we throw in, just for good measure, another 4 Amos. Why am I getting another 4 Amos? Amar Abayis, Abayis, and Hachikam, this is what the Brayis meant to say. Noitel Shmoyna Amos Ba'oirech Nachatzah. If your Pesach is 8 Amos white, so you're going to get 8 Amos of chatzer towards your Pesach, ba'irich ha-chatzer, the arba'am is ba'irich ha-chatzer, but it, along the width, meaning the depth of that, is going to be 4 amas. It's not an additional 4 amas, but it's just explaining the methodology that when we say dalet amas for your chatzer, it's dalet amas of keneged ha-roich ha-chatzer, but as it relates to the arich ha-chatzer, that's going to be kefi, whatever the width of this entranceway is. Omer ha-meimer. Ha-meimer said, hai peiro de sufli. So what's a peira de sufli? Rashi says, Mishi yesh le chafira b'chatzer, person has a ditch in his chatzer, shenoisna ba garine tamarin, where you have date pits that are placed in there. Why would you want to hoard date pits? L'maychel behemah, because this is what animals eat. So yesh le arba amis b'chatzer l'chol saviv oisel. So it's understood that if I own this chafira inside this chatzer, I'm entitled to my own, again, we're talking about dividing a chatzer now. I get dalet amis each, in each direction. Meaning, it's a similar concept to getting dalet amis in front of the door of your house. You have to have dalet amis. Why? Because it's understood that if you own a house, you have to own a little bit of property in front of your house to be able to do what you need to do. So too, I need to be able to operate and function by my period of sofli. And as a result, I get arba amis, and I get the arba amis l'chol ruach v'ruach. Stating that, this is only true if this person doesn't have a special door that goes right into this pit. Avol miyachid lo pischa ein lo yela arba amos lifnei pischa. Meaning, if it's possible that this person is going to attack this chafiru from every side, so then you have to get dalet amos for each side. But if it's understood that you're going to be going in this direction, some rishonim add that let's say this person yarshined it, right? You want to go with the previous case where you yarshined it from the father, and the father used to always go in one direction, so then we assume he's going to go in that direction, and when we divide up the chatz, you're not going to give him dalet amos l'chol ruach v'ruach, he's only going to get dalet amos in that direction. Amar Rafun, Rafuna said, ach sadra, ein lo dalet amos. So let's say somebody, again, is a shutuf in a chatzer, but he has an achsadra. So what's an achsadra? So in English, an achsadra is a pavilion. In real English, what an achsadra is some sort of, like a gazebo. So you have an area that has a roof on top, it has four poles, but it doesn't have the tfanis. It has the schach, and you know, it's more than a sheer level. Than the bottom line is that you don't have walls surrounding this area. So it's sort of like a room, it's sort of like a house and an apartment, but it's missing the walls. So if you have a structure like that, that opens into a chatzer, and now you're dividing the chatzer, so we know that when you divide a chatzer, you get dalet amos for every Pesach. So this is my Pesach to my achsadra. Based on that, I should be entitled to dalet amos. That's what Rav Huna was coming to address. He said, no, achsadra ain't lo dalet amos. Why? He explained, he says, time am I, what's the reason you get dalet amos? Bishum piruk masai. It's because, right, you can't park your car inside your living room, so as a result, you have to have a driveway. You can't bring your donkey into your living room, and as a result, you have to have dalet amos. Well, hoch over here, it's not true. Efshadai legavai, you're mafarik. You can take your animal, bring it into the achsadra. There's no walls. So if there's no walls, what's the problem? Must Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the kasha to Rav Huna from the brayse echad shari batim the echad shari achsadra. If you have a shar like a gate that enters a bayis, or you have a shar that enters an achsadra, yesh lohem dalet amos. You do get dalet amos. That's a pretty good kasha. It's a mafurish a brayse, not like Rav Huna. So Tanya tanyahi. You have to say that brayse was talking about Achsadra de Bei Rav, the Achsadra of the Yeshivas, not Rav as in the Amir Rav, the Achsadra de Bei Rav. So what was unique about the Achsadra de Bei Rav? So Rashi says, the Fanois of Avla, it had the Fanois, Elo Shemukefes Chaloinois. However, it looked like a pavilion. It looked like an achsadra because it had these floor-to-ceiling windows. But at the end of the day, there were walls. And so if there's walls, you can't get into it. If you can't get into it, you get dalet amos. But the Gemara's cash is achsadra b'ra pshita edroin ma'alyu. That's a regular house. That's a regular room. Why? Oh, because it's called achsadra? So what? Punk, that's what they refer to it as. But at the end of the day, there's nothing about it really from a halachic perspective that would tell me to treat it like an achsadra. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo, b'achsadra rumaisa. So what's an achsadra rumaisa? So again, for all these Gemaras, you had to be there. But Rashi says, mukefes defanois nemuchais. So this achsadra rumaisa was a little bit of an achsadra. It's surrounded by walls that are nemuchos, they're not very tall. She'ein magiyas l'tikra. So this is like a masech de sukkah sugya, right? It doesn't go all the way up to the schach. The point is that being that on some level it is something that's a little eerier and a little more exposed, so kataita chamina, I would have thought maybe you don't get arba amos, kamash malon, that you get the arba amos for this as well. The way the Rishonim add a little bit of beer, there's a long Tosfos here, but the way the Rishonim add a little bit of beer is that the part of the idea of why you get Dalet Amos is because it's understood you're not going to take your animal and bring it inside the apartment, inside the house. Why not? Because you bring an animal into your house, right? The proverbial bull in the china shop. It's not such a good idea. But if you have an achsadra rumaisa, chances are you're not going to have your fine china inside that room. So that it could be there would have been a hava. I mean, yeah, I know you're going to have to get him through the door, but whatever, figure it out. Kamash malon, that even by an achsadra rumaisa, still you're going to get the dollar. It's done rabbanon on beishar. Achsadra umirpeset yeshmohem dalet amos. So what do these things mean? Beishar, we had Beishar in the Mishnah, and Dav Zayin Amud Beis, but Rashi here teaches it a little bit differently. Bayis Katan, it's a small room, small structure. Shalifne Pesach Traklin, that's at the entranceway of the Traklin. The Koyrin law, and we refer to it as Furkabalaz. Maybe this is Porchabalaz, I'm not sure. But either way, so it's some little bias that's at the entranceway. An Achsadra we just talked about. What's a Mirpeset? So Rashi says, Harbe Pischei Aliyah Psuchen Loi. So Mirpeset is a porch. So think of some gallery. It's on the second floor, and you have a whole bunch of apartments that open up into this common porch. Okay, the punchline, because we're going to focus on the merpeset, is the end of Rashi. The way people would go in and out of the chatzar from this merpeset was there was a stairway, a sulam, and that's the way they would go in and out. Now, let's say you had five apartments that opened up into this merpeset. They're all using the same entranceway. And really what we're about to segue into is Yesh La'ayin. Whether this merpeset that we're saying now gets Dalet Amos, is it one Dalet Amos for the entire merpeset? Or maybe being that there's five different partners, five families, five shutfin that use this merpeset, maybe each one of these shutfin is entitled to his own Dalet Amos. So that's the next part of the price. Let's say you had five apartments that opened up into this common merpeset. They have to share this one Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, Lul shel tarnegolim. You have a chicken coop that what? That opens up into a chatzer. Yesh loy dalet amos, ein loy dalet amos. Do you get dalet amos in front of the chicken coop? For what? I guess the chickens to do what they need to do, or I guess for you to do what you need to do. The question is, they're dalet amos for the chicken. On Malay, time of mine is on Pirik Masai. What's the whole Indian of Dalet Amos? So you should have a place to be able to unload whatever it is you need to unload. Hach over here, metafis v'ayla metafis v'ayla. You're not unloading anything. And for the chickens themselves, they can go up and down, right? They don't need this whole fancy system. And as a result, you don't get Dalet Amos for your chicken. Let's say you have a house. Half of the house has a roof on top of it, and the other half of the house doesn't have a roof on top of it. Yesh loy dalet amos, I ain't loy dalet amos. What's the shaila? A house gets dalet amos. An achsadra, for example, doesn't get dalet amos. What if you have a bias that's chetzi emekur v'chetzi enemekur? And let's explain it a little bit better, kafi the way we explained one of the previous gemaras. And that is, what's the whole inyan of getting dalet amos? Because you can't be expected to take your animal and bring it into your house. Why? Because you have valuable things there. If that's the case, if you have a house that's already chetzioi einoi makura, so chances are that you're not bringing your chosheva things there. And if that's the case, maybe you shouldn't be entitled to the dalet amos. So this is the question Rav asked Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman told him, am aloi ein loi dalet amos. And he said it with a whole lump. And that's pashit. If the chetzia that's in the makura is the one closer to the chatzar, so then for sure you don't get it. Why? Because you can walk into that half of the house, which doesn't have a roof on top of it anyways. So that's legamri exposed. That's even less than the achsadra umefarik. And over there, you'll do what you need to do. Even if the chetzia that's in the makura is farther away from the chatzar, still the halacha is going to be the same, because efshadai legavayim afar, because you can always go in. And again, the oimik is like we just said, because the minute it's chetzer yeinim akur, at that point you're not using it like you use a regular house, and therefore it's understood you're going to have to go in. Boimine rafunim raf amni raf. Huna asked Rav Ami the following question. So you have someone who lives in a house that opens to a chatzah, that opens to a mavoi. And this house, really, you need an Erevin picture for this, was situated between two mavois. So that, really, if he wants, he can use one mavoi. If he wants, he can use the other mavoi. Okay, now, this person had always been going through one mavoi, but he was bikesh lahachzer pischoy. He wants to move the Pesach l'mavoyacher into a mavoyacher. Bnei mavoi ma'akvin ol ve'ei ma'akvin ol. Could the people living in the mavoi be ma'akvim or could they not? Amalisi said bnei mavoi ma'akvin ol. They have a right to do it. He asked them another question. Achsanya lefi bnei adam mischalekes or lefi psochem mischalekes. So achsanya usually means a guest. Rashi says over here it means a very special guest, a very unwelcome guest. Chel shel melech. It's referring to chayalim, that these are troops that work for the king. So, we have soldiers that are coming through town, and it was always incumbent upon the people living in the town, the townsfolk, to take care of these chevra. So the question now is, all the people in the town have to get together, and they're going to have to feed these people, they're going to have to give them lodging, right? They're going to have to take care of them. So the question is, how do you divide it? This achsanya, is it lefi bnei adam mischalekes? It's based per capita. So let's say you have a house where three families are living. So based on that, they count as three in terms of the amount of chayalim they have to take in. Oylefi psochem is chalakis. Could be it's based on how many psochem that you have. You see, there's a chshivas to the Pesach. So if it's one Pesach, even if there's three families, that counts as one. Is it based on the amount of humans, lefi bnei adam, or is it based on the amount of psachim? Amalesi told him, lefi bnei adam mischalekes. You want to know how it's divided? It's divided lefi bnei adam. Tanya Amiyachi, right? It's zevel shebechatzer, mischalekes lefi psachim. If there's zevel in a chatzer, right, fertilizer that a chatzer produces, that gets divided based on the psachim. Achsanya, as it relates to achsanya, lefi bnei adam, this gets divided per bnei adam, and we are going to stop here. So just one final ha'ara related to the sugyas of tzedakah, and that is the Gemara on Amud Aleph, very, very top of Amud Aleph, told the story. Amru Allah al Binyamin Atzadik. It said regarding Binyamin Atzadik, Shehoyim Mimuna al Kupa Shal Tzedakah. He was a guy by Tzedakah. Pamachas, Basa Ishalith, Thana of the Shnei Betzayas. A woman came to Binyamin Atzadik, it was during a famine. Amr Loi, she said, Rebbe Parnasaini, said, I need food. Amr Allah, avoid the she'im bekupe shal tzedakah klom, said, I would love to give you food, but I don't have any food. So she said, Rebbe, im ein atom mefarnasaini, I want you to know, if you're not going to be mefarnas me, hare isha v'shiva b'nei ha'mesim, I and my seven sons are going to die. Meaning, the situation is so dire, it's so desperate, we have absolutely nothing. B'yamin HaTzadik had no money in the fund, in the account, but he heard the plea of this woman. Amad, he got up. Ufirnas amishalai. He took his own money and he gave it to her. The yamim, a short while later, says the Gemara Chala. Binyamin HaTzadik got sick. The natal amos, and he was mamish holding by dying. He was holding by going to the olam ha'emes. Amar malachi hasharis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the malachi hasharis came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ata Amarta, you said, Kol Hamakayim Nefesh Achas MiYisrael Ki'ilu Kayim Olam Mal. Ubinyamin HaTzadik Shehechya Isha V'Shiva Baneh Yomus B'Shanu Muatas Halalu. He said, you said if someone's Makayim Nefesh Achas MiYisrael, it's as if he was Makayim in olam Mal. Binyamin HaTzadik was Makayim 8 olamos. Isha V'Shiva Baneh. How is it possible? How could it be that this man is going to die so prematurely? As soon as the Malachi Hashar said this, they took the Gzardin of Binyamin HaTzadik, they tore it up. And we learned in the Braisa, that he was Zoycha Binyamin HaTzadik to live an additional 22 years. If you take a look at the Marsha, the Marsha on this Gemara says as follows. Hatztaka hi echad mi mavirei ha-gzeir. Tztaka is one of the things that are mavri gzeiros. Kidar mina beperek hamad rosh hashon. Tshuva tfilu tztaka mavirei nesrei ha-gzeir. For he sifuloi continues in the Marsha that they were moisef for Binyamin HaTzadik chof beis shonim, 22 years. Why 22 years? The matzino, because we find shehen nikroi shonim muatois. That 22 years is considered shonim muatois. Where do you find that? Berivka. She'amar liYaakov. Rivka told Yaakov, "V'yashavta ima yomim achadim. I want you to go to Beis Lavan, and you should be there for how long? Yomim achadim. Da'hainu muatim," says the Marsha, "kepirush Rashi." And if you take a look at Rashi on the word achadim, Rashi says muatim. No, how long was Yaakov be Beis Lavan? V'unis akiv shon ad boi la'aviv chav beis shonim. At the very least, it took 22 years until he made it back home. So if that's the case, it's poshut, says the Mashal. The Kalohavin, it's very easy to understand. That you want to know why Tanohi Sifu Leichav Beishon, and why was it Tafka 22 years? 22 years are Shonim Muatois, and he was Zoicha to Shonim Muatois. Now, why he was Zoicha to Shonim Muatois, that the Mashal doesn't say. Now, it is interesting that what was the taina of the Malachi Asharis? Ribbono shel olam, ata amarta kol hamakayim nefesh achis miyisrael ki ilu kayim olam mole, ubinyamin atzadik shechi ishna v'shiva banel, yomos b'shonim muatois. The taina was Shonim Muatois. Is it a play on that? It's not clear. The Mashal says, Kalohavin. I'm not 100% sure what the oimik is, but the bottom line is, says the Mashal, you want to know why it was 22 years? Because we find that 22 years is referred to as Shonim Muatois. I found in the Megadim Chadashim, this is in Parshas Toldos, it's on that pasuk, V'yashavti ima yom ha'machadim. So he brings the Mashal, and he's ma'ir on the Mashal, that the Mashal's saying that yom ha'machadim, which Rashi teaches to mean Shonim Muatois, is 22 years. Why? Because Rivka told Yaakov, go for Yom HaMachadim, and he was there for 22 years. But it's a Pella. The reason it's a Pella is because although Rivka told Yaakov, go for Yom HaMachadim, but Rivka didn't really mean to tell Yaakov, go for 22 years. The ideal lechatchilo was not to be there for 22 years. It rather just so happened that the way it played itself out is that he was there for 22 years. But really, he wasn't supposed to be there for 22 years. In fact, it's a mefurish of Rashi and Chumash. Rashi is in Parshas Vayetze. The pasuk says, "Vayev Yaakov es Rachel." Vayoymer, and he said, "Evodcha sheva shonim b'Rachel bitcha haketana." He turns to love and he says, "I'm willing to work for you for 7 years for your younger daughter Rachel." Zok the Hilga Rashi. Evodcha sheva shonim heim yomim achadim. These are the yomim achadim sha'amr lo imoy v'yoshavta imoy yomim achadim. This is the Yom HaMachadim, meaning the Yom HaMachadim was supposed to be what? It was supposed to be 7 years, and Rashi adds, V'teidah shekeinu. I'll prove to that the Yom HaMachadim is 7 years. Shaharei ksiv, because the pasuk says, V'yiu be'enov ki Yom HaMachadim. The 7 years was the Yom HaMachadim. Now he was dealing with a Rama, whose name was Lavan, and as a result, he ended up, the whole parasha was 22 years. But be'etzin, the Yom HaMachadim, v'yoshavti ima Yom HaMachadim is not 22 years. V'yoshavti ima Yom HaMachadim is really 7 years. But Reb David Yoy Weiss was moisif to this kasha. I mean, the kasha is stark enough, but the knetch makes it like a tzorich in gadol. And that is another Rashi in Chumash. And this is in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayikra Yaakov sim loisav. When he heard about what happened to Yosef, Vayosem sak b'masnav, Vayisabel al b'noi, Yomim Rabim. And he mourned his son Yomim Rabim. Zot Rashi, what's Yomim Rabim? Chof Beis Shana. Mishapirish mimenu at sheyored Yaakov b'Mitzrayim. Rashi teaches Yomim Rabim as being 22 years. Apella. The Mashal says, what's 22 years? Oh, it's Shonim Muatois. Why Shonim Muatois? V'yoshavti imo Yomim Achadim. And Yom Achadim, Rashi says in Chumash, in Parshas Toldos is Shonim Muatois. Oh, so you see that Shonim Muatois is what? It's 22 years. It's just the opposite. Yom HaMachadim, Rashi says, Mefurish in Parshas Vayetze. What's Vayu, Bein of Yom HaMachadim? It's the 7 years, the seven. Who offered up 7 years in the negotiation with Yaakov Elavin? Yaakov did. I'll work for you for 7 years. Why? Because this was Shema Beni this is what the mama told him. The mama said, Yom HaMachadim. That's Pshat and that Rashi and Chumash. Yom HaMachadim is 7 years. And Fakir, 22 years is Gar what? It's Gar Yomim Rabim. I'm Mufurish Rashi. Yomim Rabim Chav Beishon. It's Mamish Tzorchi in Godel, this Masha. But the bottom line is like this. What happened? It was Hesifu Loi Chav Beishon. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that Rav David Yoy Weiss says. And this is in a different shtickle. This is not in Parshas Toldos, but this is in Parshas Vayeshev. Why 22 years? So the emphasis is like this. You find this number of 22 years. If you look out for it, you'll see it a lot. Haman was a barber, the Gemara says, for 22 years. Nochem Ish Gamzu was Misham, Rabbi Akiva was Misham Ish Nochem Ish Gamzu for 22 years. We once spoke out from Reuven Margolis. He says this in his Nitzoy Tzayar, Masechtes Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says a Talmud is not allowed a paskin until he turns 40. He says, what's the cheshbon of 40? So he makes some little roller coaster cheshbon. Kedarke Bakoydash. He says, because the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Nun that you, a child that's a Balkishrin, you should start teaching him Torah when he's 6 years old. We know that the Oilam, when they used to go to yeshiva, how many years did they go for? 12 years. But the Kiva went for another 12 years. And Tzvelef is Nishvin and Tzvansik. But how long did they used to go for 12 years? What did they do during those 12 years? They used to learn. How does Rav Ruvim Margolis know that? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Samech Gimel Amid Aleph, that Rav Kahana said that I was 18 years old, I knew Kol HaTorah Kula, but I didn't even know that E Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta. What do you mean? He knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and he didn't know E Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta, he didn't know a little bit of Lamdas. The Teretz is because they used to be Sofale Keturah, they used to Mamish Tuptem, all the Torah, they would have all the ideas. Afterwards, they would go, and there would be Meshamish Tamid HaChama, which we know is tantamount to Gemara, and they would learn how to learn. How long would they do that? So he brings from different chazals, the one we just quoted, that Rabbi Akiva was Meshamish Nochemish Gamzu for how long? For 22 years. Said he started learning when they were 6. For 12 years it was Yedias. Now they're 18, like Rav Kahana is in Yenna Gemara Mesach the Shabbos. 22 years, you Meshamish the Rebbe. So how old are you when you're done, when you got Smicha? You're 40 years old. That's why a Talmud that's a Yigia to Arbam, that's when he's a Yigia Lechal Hoira. But Rav W.O.Y. says that although it's true that you find so many different Gemaras related to the number 22, the Yesh Devarim Begav, but you find it uniquely as it relates to Hisifu Loichav Beishanim, that a person was Zoicha to 22 years of additional life. You have the Gemara right here with Binyamin HaTzadik. He brings the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Balak. The Zohar over there is talking about Rabbi Yossi, and it seems that Rabbi Yossi was in a matziv of Sakana. And it says, Adah HaViyasvin, as they were sitting, Shamu Chad Kola, they heard a koil. The Hava Omer that said, Zakah ant Rabbi Yossi, you're very, very fortunate. Ashrecha Rabbi Yossi, the milin da hai gadya zeira v'demoy, because the words of that small goat, whatever this means, and its tears, saliku legabi kursaya de malka kadisha, they rose all the way to the kisei hakovid. V'donu dina. Okay. Utleser bnei nosha azmin kutcha brichu l'malach hamavis beginach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin 13 people because of you. V'ha esrim utrein shnin oisifulach. And you were granted an extra 22 years of life. So just like Binyamin HaTzadik in our Gemara was granted an extra 22 years of life because of his ma'isa with Isha v'shiva yoladeh, so too Rabbi Yossi in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Balak, he too was granted an extra 22 years of life. David Yoy Weiss brings another Maramachim. This one's Haflamamish. The Gemara at the very, very end of Masechtas Brachos is also a Gemara at the very, very, very end of Masechtas Hayiras. So the Gemara over there was discussing where the Shiva had passed away. And they had to appoint another Rosh Hashiva. And they narrowed down all the candidates to two. It was Rabba on the one hand, and it was Rabbi Yosef on the other hand. Now Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are both all-time greats. But their Tchunas HaNefesh and their Milas were a little bit different. Rabbi was an Oikaharim, he was a big Lamdan. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, he was a big Baki. And the Shaila was, who's more qualified to be the Resh Masifta? Oikaharim Adif or Sinai Adif? So the Gemara says that what they did was they decided they're going to send the Shaila to Eretz Yisrael. So Shochu Lahasim, Sinai Va'oikaharim, Eze Mehem Koidim. Shochu Le, they sent back Sinai Koidim. The Sinai comes first, Shakol Tzricha Lamarichitayo. Because at the end of the day, everyone has to come onto the Sinai, and it's for that reason Rabbi Yosef is supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva. Says the Gemara, Peaking like Kibel all of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef refused to be Mekabel, this Shteller. Why? The Omer Lekaldai, because the astrologers had told Rabbi Yosef, Molchus Tartan Shnin, that you're only going to be king for 2 years. So he knew that 2 years, Vizel. What does Vizel mean? Right? He's not going to retire. So what it means, obviously, is that he's not going to live anymore. So he was afraid. So he said, you know what? This is maybe an opportunity for me to extend my life a little bit. So he punted. He told Rabbi, why don't you be the Rosh Hashiva? And after you finish being the Rosh Hashiva, I'll be the Rosh Hashiva. Says the Gemara, Malach Rabbi Esam Tarkin Shnin. Rabbi ended up being the Rosh Hashiva. He was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. And afterwards, Malach Rabbi Yosef Tarkin Shnin Upalago. Rabbi Yosef got not 2 years, he got 2.5 years. And this is the end of that story. But says Rabbi W.O. Weiss, one thing you see from here. Rabbi Yosef really was supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva. He ends up not being the Rosh Hashiva. Instead, Rabbi is. Okay, so how many years later does he become Rosh Hashiva? 22 years. It was Hasifu Loichav Beishanim. So you have Binyamin HaTzadik in Bava Basra Yud Aleph Amir Aleph. You have Rabbi Yossi in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Balak. And L'chura, you see it also in the Amira Rabbi Yossi. In Tzayf Brachis and in Tzayf Hayrius. But he said, the emes is, you find this in other places as well. He brings from the Kav HaYosha in Perek Tzadik Gimel. This is Mamish Adover Nifla. So, Kav HaYosha talking. He says, Vidat, Masha Kosev HaRizal. What Arizal wrote, Amoireinu Harav, Rabbi Avram Halevi. So this Yid, Rabbi Avram Halevi, his name was Rabbi Avram Halevi Bruchim. He's the author of Tikune Shabbos. He lived in Tzvas. Every night, he would get up and he would go into the old city where all the Yidden lived. And he would yell. The Amar, and he would say, "Achenu beis Yisrael, halo yudu alachem shashchina b'avoyneseinu harabim begolus, ubeis mikdashenu hoy l'sreif asesh, v'Yisrael him begolus hamar v'soivlin yisurim inuyim koshim umarim, v'nergu harbe chasidim v'chasidois, bachurim upsulois, sekenim im na'arim, ba'arba mises bezden, v'nitlin v'nidoinim b'mises koshnois u'mashunois, v'atam shoich v'malmitoiseim b'hashkeit v'vetach, kumu, get up, v'nitzak al Hashem alikenu, shu melech rachum v'chad." He didn't let anybody sleep. You can't sleep. What are you going to do? You can't beat him. You join him, right? So everybody got up and they went to the base medrash. And the Arizal used to be maflik on the chassidus of this yid, Rav Avram Halevi. The Omar Olav, and he said, "Ala chassid Rav Avram Halevi, shehu a yegilgul shel Yirmiyo Hanavi." This is what the Arizal said. Upam achas amalei Arizal. One time the Arizal told him, "Da ki shomu yamecha, your time is up. Vihigiyu yamecha lomus, and it's time for you to leave this world. Imloy she taset takona achatz she'ala metcha. Unless you do one takona that I'm about to teach you, then taset takona zu." And Arizal told him, "If you're going to do this, as I tichya oid esrim mushdayim shanim, you're going to live another 22 years." Vizui atakana shachar. He said, "This is the takana. She telech li Yerushalayim. You should go to Yerushalayim. Vesham telech li spal ufnei akoysel amarovi. Vitishpoich chinoscha. You should daven by the kois. Vitiske liris hashchina. And you're going to be zoicha. You're going to see the shchina." Vaoz halach achosel aveisai. The chosel went to his house. Vesagar atzmi shloish yomim shloish leilois betayne sakvev. He prepared himself to see the shchina. And the way he prepared himself was by fasting for 3 days and three nights. And then this chassid went to Yerushalayim with Baal Ufnei Koysel Amaravi, Betfilo, Ubesachan Nunim, Ubefchia Gedoyla, the Achakach. And after this, Ra'al Gabi HaKoysel, he saw on the Koysel, Tsura, a picture, Dugmas Isha, that looked like a woman, Milubesha Shchoyim, she was wearing black clothing. Vetekev and immediately, Meroif Pachtoi, Nofal Alpon of Arta, he fell on the floor. Vayetsoyek, Uboicha Bepchi Godol, the Omer, and he said, "Oy li, oy sheri sich kach." He chat, he saw the Shechina. And he started screaming, I have to see the Shechina looking like this. "Oy, aho al nafshi, v'hoyim mayrich bepchiyo uza'okos, v'hoyim marit saris roisha." And he was pulling the hair out of his head, achen his aleph, until he chalish, v'yirodam. V'oz rabach aloyim. And when he chalished, and he fell asleep, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw Shabbat ilav Shechina, bibgodim na'im. We're in beautiful clothing. The Omra, and she said, "Nisnachim b'ni Avram, you should be comforted, my son Avram. Ki yesh tikva lacharischa v'yeshuvu habonim l'gvulam. Ki oshev eshvusam v'richamti yoysam." Vayikatz, and Rabbi Avram Alevi got up, vayiso es raglov, and he picked himself up v'chazal l'tzvas. Ubo la'arizal, and he came to the Arizal. V'tekev, and as soon as he walked into the Arizal, Oma lo ya'arizal, ani roya b'choshe zochisa lirayz p'nei hashchina. "I see on you, you're not the same person that left. You were zoichet to see the Shechina. Umeata, and from now, tia batuach, shetichya oid esrim ushtayim shtonim, you're going to live another 22 years. V'kach hava, she'achosid hoyachai achazeh ha'maisa, esrim ushtayim shtonim." He ended up living another 22 years. He brings another few maises. One of the stories that he brings is something that he said he saw recently. She'mesuper ala goyin Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Zechreinu Levracha, of Bezden da Antwerpen. Shehoya al pi das haroifin choyla anush. She was very, very sick. Va'omalaya stipler, bala kilis Yaakov zal, sheyikach al atzmoy mitzvah zachnos eskalo, l'skulu la'arichas yomim. And Reb Chaim Kreisworth went to the stipler and he asked him, what should he do? The doctors gave a pope on him and he said he should be oisigin achnos eskalo. Va'omar, and the stipler said, where am I coming from? He said, because we say in the Mishnah, elu dvarim she'odom oichol perisim ba'ilum azeh, and then we list out those mitzvahs and we say, v'achnos es orchim, Ubikur choylim vachnosas kalo ulevayas ames. And the stipler asked the kasha that lechura, if you're going kafi the seder, it should have been bikur choylim and levayas ames. Where does achnosas kalo come in between bikur choylim and levayas ames? Said the stipler, it's coming to teach us that if someone's a choyla, and if he's in a matziv of bikur choylim, if you want to prevent it from escalating to the point of levayas ames, a skula for that is hachnosas kala. Either way, the hischel oz lasik harbi b'zeh. So Reb Chaim Kreisworth started getting very, very involved in this inyan. V'zocha lahasi harbi yisoyme v'yisoymois. And he was zocha to marry off many yisoyme v'yisoymois. And Reb David Yoel Weiss said that he saw somewhere that from that maisa, from when he got involved in Achnosas Kala, and from the time that he went to the stipler, the Chai Achakach Oid Esrim V'Shtayim Shana, he lived another 22 years. And it brings many maisas like this, where you find this inyan of Tana, Hoisifu Loi Chof Beish. But the question is, what's the Oimek? What's Pashup Shah? So I'll tell you what he says, and we're going to end with this. And his Loshin is, V'hu Nifla B'Yoysa. This is Reb David Yoel Weiss in Schiddush. He says, maybe the pshat is, there's a medrash rab in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayikanu Vayechov. This is after Yosef's having the dreams that he's telling over all these dreams. Va'aviv shomer es hadavar. So what does it mean, va'aviv shomer es hadavar? He was Yosef u'metzaper, right? Yaakov Avinu was waiting. He knew this dream was going to happen, and he was waiting for the minute that it was going to happen. Amar Rab Levi. So Rab Levi says, embracious rabba, pay dalud yud aleph. Not al kulmis. What Yaakov Avinu did was, he took a kulmis, the kosaf, and he wrote down, mamash on a paper, be'ezah yoyim, ube'ezah shah, ube'ezah mokim. Meaning he heard the dream of Yosef HaTzadik, and he wrote down the day, the hour, and the place of when this dream took place and played itself out. So there's an old Fatzaita Shapirish, it's called Nezer HaKodesh, that was written by Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Migaluga. Zichron Aaron recently reprinted his Svarim, his Pirush and Medrash Rabbah, Mamish, in a beautiful, beautiful way. And it's Shtikal Alpi Pnimius, but he was a Goyin Olam that lived in the times of the Chacham Tzvi, late 1600s, early 1700s. So he has one comment on this Medrash. He says, V'lin Nireh Inyan. What's this Inyan? Yaakov Avinu was writing down the time. So he says, Alpi Mashakosva Mefarsh, Sha'achaloyim Tolui B'marechas HaMazel. A dream is totally in the Marechas HaMazel. Meaning, a dream has something to do with the Mazalos. V'lochein, l'fa'omim ha'chaloyim totally b'mazel hayoyim u'mazel shah u'mazel mokim. Tahainu kafi matziv ha'mazel ba'oisei ha'mokim ashahoye b'shas ha'chaloyim. So he says like this, that the Gemara says that l'oylam yitzapa odom l'chaloyim toiv ad chof be'shana. A person, if has a good dream, and the dream's not playing itself out, don't give up. Wait up to 20. If 22 years pass, all right, then this is obviously one of those dreams that mean nothing. But wait for 22 years, because this could be a b'chaloy madabavoy. So he says, what's the significance of 22 years? He says, al pi kabbalah, that the Indian is that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'chof beis oisiyas. And these are the chof beis oisiyas sheboy nivru shamayim va'aretz. And in Kabbalah, every single year is tachas da'or of one of these oisiyas. So the whole Bria was from the chof beis oisiyas tzazamen. But at the same time, there's a bechina of every single year, one of the chof beis oisiyas being moishel on the world. Which means as follows. Which means that if you want to go through a whole galgal of mazel, it takes 22 years. Because although from year to year, the mazalis repeat themselves, and to a degree from month to month, but the emes is, you're not going to get the identical mazel of mamish, it's a situation being ba'oisa yoim, ba'oisa shah, ba'oisa mokim, unless you go through a full cycle of 22 years. Because year one is aleph, and year two is beis, and year three is gimel. So if somebody has a dream, says the Nezer HaKodesh, in year four, so he had the dream when it was the mazel of Dalit. So really, lo'olam yitzapa adam l'chalom toif, don't give up on it. Up until 22, if 22 years pass, that means the whole machzer and the whole gal will change. But up until 22 years, it's still going to be shy. But it comes out of Dover Nifla, that really, when we talk about a mazel, and the world dreitzach mit mazel, right? Ein mazel Yisrael means that we can be mezgaber on our mazel. Oh, but of course, the Welt dreitzach mit mazel. Every 22 years, all the mazalos repeat themselves. That's the way mazalos operate. So he said, could be, Binyamin HaTzadik, there was a kitrig. And the kitrig was that he had to die. And it was associated with the mazel, kiyodua. That means, in this mazel, daf eshtarbin. You know what happened? As soon as it doesn't happen at that second, because it's not going to happen until that mazel is chayzav in air. And for that mazel to be chayzav in air, it's 22 years. It's a beer niflin, something that Kamuvin is very much above our pay grade. But Reb David Yoyi Weiss said, could be that's the oimik and that's the pnimius over here. With this Nezer HaKodesh and this Pirush HaMedrash Rabbah and Parshas Vayeshev, that the mazolis, the set of mazolis, is a 22-year set. So kivin shenitche nitche, and really you're safe until this mazol chazit tzatzibah. It's just to be messiah, but key toiv, says Reb David Yoyi Weiss at the very, very end. He says, it's your dua, as the chassidim say over, that Reb Mendel Miriminov, he said shir on Parshas Amon, right? He used to say Torah in the Parshas Amon. The whole Mendel Miriminov comes, the whole Parshas Amon school comes from Mendel Miriminov. But he used to say shir in it for 22 years. And after 22 years, he stopped. It's one of the great mysteries from one of our great Hasidic masters. But for 22 years, so he said, could be the Vardis, because Mendel Miriminov with his Torah on Parnassah, he was looking to be Mashpia Parnassah on Yidden. So what he did was, he went through the full cycle, the full Mareches HaMazel. And for Chav Beit Shonim, he was Mashpia, Noch Parnassah, Noch Parnassah, Noch Parnassah. Bonei Chayu Mezoini, La Beschus Italia Milsa, Ela Bemazel Italia Milsa. So he was Mashpia, all the Mazalois. All the mazalos with tremendous hashpoyos of Parnassah, and that's why he stopped at the end of the 22 years.